Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
So, today, 30 years ago, and I don't like saying things like that very often, but is it potentially the best week of movies of all time?
Tell us why.
So, today, 30 years ago, if you went to the cinema, your options were Forrest Gump, Shawshank Redemption, and Pulp Fiction. We're all in the cinemas at the same time. And I think if you asked a lot of people, they would come out in the top five movies ever made.
Yes. And they all came out in the same week.
Yeah. Which I find ridiculous.
Weet je wat? 283 is vir my ikonies.
Wat er twee?
Shawshank Redemption, Pulp Fiction. Forrest Gump? Nah.
This is where you and I differ spectacularly.
And I'm quite surprised by that, actually.
I think Forrest Gump is one of the greatest movies ever made. It's just beautiful. It's such a heartwarming, like, sad, poignant tale.
So the guy runs and then bumps into all these famous people in these famous, iconic moments in history. And then he just keeps running. Was that the log line of that movie?
Talk about badly summing up a film.
I knew it. It's a fighter.
He has the love of his life who doesn't want him. And then when they finally reconnect, she dies. Like, it's just, it's heartbreaking. It's gripping.
I don't even remember that part of the movie.
Maybe you need to do a rewatch.
No, because then I'm going to find even more things that I don't like about Forrest Gump.
Which is your fave on the list?
Pulp Fiction, for sure.
It's just the quotable lines that you like.
No, it's not. The script is brilliant. The performances are brilliant. I saw a video earlier last week about Samuel L. Jackson, who does his whole Ezekiel speech. He's like, you guys think I don't
but
have
that's it. There's four lines in the movie that people remember.
Four lines?
You can't tell me what the story was about.
Rewatch.
No, no one can tell you what the story of Pulp Fiction was.
People can. I can. How much time do you have?
Matthew says, Rob, for once I'm on your side. Earl makes a good point. Shawshank bombed at the box office. It only became iconic later.
So did Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
It became like a cult favorite, and now everyone's seen it.
And I think Forrest Gump, didn't it win Best Picture that year? I think it might have.
Shouldn't have.
But I mean, what a week for the movies. Could you imagine? When last did we have a week like that?
Cinema's not the same.
It's not.
It's not the same. I mean, I don't remember when last I watched a movie whose lines I could quote back to someone. You know what I mean? Like, dit was net. So good. And I'm not speaking about Forrest Gump. I'm talking about Pulp Fiction.
All the quotables. Yo, I don't know. I struggle to see how everyone. And by the way, it's not just Roz. It's everyone in our team who works on The Drive with Robin Roz. Everyone said Pulp Fiction over Forrest Gump. And I was quite surprised.
Because we are right.
No, you're not.
Boo.
Anyway, there you go. Iconic. 30 years ago today. If you're looking for some movie inspo over the course of the next week or so, those all came out this week. What a week to be alive.